This is the Hard Soul and Hustle podcast, episode number 10. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustler? I am so excited for today's episode. Not that I'm ever not excited for an episode of the podcast, but I have someone really, really awesome on. I have today for you Jen Scalia, and I've had the privilege of really watching Jen Scalia kind of rise to the top from the sidelines, and she's always been in my peripheral vision. But a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to visit New York for some networking and some events, and I had the privilege to meet Jen live. And what is so fascinating about Jen is that she is full on a confidence coach, but she is an introvert to the core. And I hope that she doesn't mind me saying this because we totally talk about it in the interview, but it was very fascinating to see someone who has such a present and confident presence online and be able to meet them in person and talk about how that happens. And so once we met, I had already known that we had to make this happen. We got the interview good to go, and now you guys get to get introduced to Jen, and we're going to talk about some really, really great stuff like, you know, when is the right time to hustle? Is there a time not to hustle? And how do you go from major life events like divorce, debt, depression into a massively successful multi-six-figure business? There's just so much good stuff today. I can't even wait to get into it. But before we do, I wanted to take a quick second to thank our sponsor for the show, which is the free Periscope for Profits training. If you're looking to learn how to gain followers, get the exact script you can use to get more people buying your products, and you're really dying to make your business more profitable on Periscope, you need to sign up for the free Periscope for Profits class at heartsoulhustle.com/class. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/class. Pick a time that works for you, and you will get everything you need to create really successful results with Periscope for your business. With all of that being said, let's jump into today's interview. Hey, Jen, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, I'm excited to be here today.
Well, I'm super excited to have you here today because you are going to talk about something that I think so many new entrepreneurs, especially online, struggle with, which is how do you get people to actually notice, pay attention to you, and actually have visibility amongst the millions of Facebook pages, the millions of Instagram accounts, the thousands of people getting interviewed in magazines? How do you stand out? But before we jump into all that, let's do the obligatory fun, not so fun stuff of telling everybody who you are, and then we get into all the juicy stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. So I am Jen Scalia, and I am a visibility strategist and also a business coach. I mainly work with women, and I work with really like leaders. I work with the people who want to make a big impact and really share their message with the world. And I work with them on their confidence and mindset. I also work with them, you know, on their strategy type stuff to get their business booming and making five figures a month, making six figures and beyond. That's me.
Ooh, I love it. Now, before we jump into the visibility, why don't you tell people some of the places that they may have seen or heard of you from?
Ooh, lots of places. So yes, I mean, I've been featured in places like Forbes, Business Insider, Huffington Post, MindBodyGreen. I've been featured on podcasts like The Freedom Show, So Money, just tons of places. Definitely online. If you're online in the online marketing space, you've probably seen me in a lot of the groups and things like that. I'm very visible in the Facebook world.
Okay, cool. I love it. So I just wanted everybody to know, like, you're the real deal. I've seen you some pretty bomb places. I've shared a few articles where I'm like, no way. She's getting more famous every day. So one of the things we talked about before we started recording, which I find so fascinating, is you may or may not know from my demeanor, my constant periscoping, my constant posting, I'm like a ridiculous extrovert 80% of the time. Right? I say I'm an ambivert, but let's be real. 80% of the time, like, I'm ready for a good time. But you are actually an introvert. So how do you start kind of putting yourself out there as somebody who's like a total introvert?
Oh, this is tough. And it was tough for me. And it was a lesson that I, you know, had to learn the hard way, I guess you can say. And I think that that's actually the reason why I'm so passionate about being visible no matter who you are, whether you're an introvert, extrovert, I don't think it matters. I think it really is a confidence thing if you really break it down and look at it. But for me, what I had to do to kind of, you know, get myself out there first was I really had to let go of my ego. I think ego was a big thing. I was always so worried about what other people would think of me. What are people going to say? What's my family going to think? And I kind of let that stuff keep me stuck and keep me invisible for probably the first year, a little bit over a year in my business. I just, you know, I threw up social media channels. I had a website, but I still wasn't getting out there because I was so worried about what other people were going to think. And I really had to get over myself and also see this bigger vision for my business and who I wanted to impact and the lives I wanted to change. I had to see that as bigger than myself. And that's a huge lesson. Like, it's not about you. It's about all of these people that need what you have.
That's such a strong lesson for people to learn that, like, yeah, you want a bigger bank account, but you will never get a bigger bank account until you start doing what other people are looking for.
Exactly. And coming from that place of service, too, you know, instead of like just the money, like obviously the money is a nice side effect, you know, being able to go out there and have the business that you love. But if you come from the place of I need money, it's never going to work out. If you come from the place of I'm going to serve and who can I help and what lives can I change, the money will follow.
I love it. Now, I want to kind of dive into talking more tangible about visibility. So we talked a little bit about where you've been and talked about being extroverted. The reason I put that at the beginning, I feel like interview-wise, it would have been better in the middle. But I know that there's people who are listening who are like, well, I'm going to put on my blinders because I'm an introvert, so this doesn't apply to me. I'll just listen to a different episode. But I really do think it's important to understand that no matter what level of introvert, extrovert, ambivert, visibility is key in business. So when you're first out there, like, let's say the listeners are like, Jen, you've convinced me, you're internet famous, if not regular famous already, and I'm an introvert, but I'm going to go for it. Like, where do I start with my journey of being more visible?
That's an awesome question. And I think it's really easy. I think it's easier than people think. For me, one of the main things that really got me comfortable with being out there, because like I said, it definitely was a little bit of a confidence thing too. I don't think it necessarily had to do with the personality type, but there was a lot of, you know, self-esteem stuff going on there as well. And I think, you know, the best and the easiest way is to get your message out there in some form of content. So whether that be a video, if you're an introvert, you're probably not going to, you know, jump right to video, but could be an audio, could be you start a podcast, could be blogging, could be creating images on social media and sharing your stories. So whatever, you know, you can do, whatever you feel comfortable with, like, make that a piece of content that you can share with your audience. So content has been huge for my visibility. And I'm not just talking, you know, picture quote that you throw on Instagram, although that has worked for me too. But, you know, really giving value to your audience. That's step one, I believe, because that's not only going to, you know, give you a little bit of confidence that, like, you know what you're talking about, but everybody that's watching you is going to think that you also know what you're talking about.
So what would you say to somebody who says, okay, listen, I agree with you, I want to put out good value, but I feel like the two major objections I get to that are, number one, I see people who are like, all I do is give value and nothing comes back to me. Or the other one, which is, well, who the heck am I supposed to give value to? Nobody's listening.
Okay, so the first question is, you know, what kind of value are you giving? Is it really good? One of the things I always say to my clients too is, you know, whenever they're creating like an opt-in or a freebie or, you know, a challenge or something like that, is like, you want to make this so good that people would actually pay for it. So I always tell them to do the, you know, would you pay for it test. So if it's something that literally, I mean, I'm not saying like thousands of dollars, but, you know, would you pay for this content? Would you pay for this information? And that is, you know, the valuable content. The other piece of that is that it has to be strategic. So you can't just go out there and put out content and think people are just going to find you and stalk you and want to hire you. Some people might, but most people don't. Most people still need to be taken through the process. They still need to be taken from that journey. So that's where it's really important with taking them from that one piece of content, giving a call to action, whether that's to share something, sign up for a list, sign up for a webinar, and then from there, giving them even more value and then taking them through, I call it a journey, but, you know, us in marketing land call it a funnel, to get them to eventually buy something from you.
So really what you're saying is the key isn't always when you start. It's not reaching millions of people. It's understanding that you do kind of start slow, and that if you create that solid content early on, even when it feels like three people are watching or four people are watching or like nobody's watching, like that's the time that people are actually deciding whether or not they're going to aid you in their visibility.
Yeah. And you know what the other thing is? We think that people aren't watching. They may not be liking it. They may not be commenting. They may not be buying yet. But trust me, people are watching you. They're watching everything you're doing. So you've got to come out the gate giving tons of value and just really showing up at 100%. Whether you think it's, you know, one person, two people, three people, doesn't matter. If they're the right people, your message will be heard.
I like that. And I used to have a mentor who would call them Weight Watchers, because they wait and they watch. And then one day they just show up in your inbox like, I'm ready. And you're like, I have no idea who you are, yeah. But okay.
I hear that all the time. I get messages that, you know, people are like, oh, I've been following you for 2 months, or I've been following you for 6 months. I've been following you for a year. And I'm like, awesome. No idea who you are, you know, or, you know, they say, oh, I've read every article, or I've seen every post that you've posted in your Facebook group. And I'm like, that's awesome. Like, and that's a really good feeling too, you know, to know that you are impacting people and you just probably don't know it.
Yeah. Awesome. So I think that a lot of people are like, okay, like I do see the value in that. I do see the value in putting out good content. I do see the value in being present. But I think that this kind of thing creeps in, which is, what if people find out things they won't like so much about me? So I know that you have kind of grown to a point of visibility going through a lot of things in your life. And I'll leave that to you to kind of talk about them. But I think a lot of people are like, well, I don't want people to know that, you know, I'm a weight loss coach who still has 10 pounds to lose, or I'm a marketing coach who, you know, I understand the system, but I'm still really hustling to fill up my funnel. What do you say to people who are like, I'm excluding the people who, it's harsh, but they don't really have the business being there, right? Like, you don't know what you're doing. That's a totally different story. This is the people who doubt themselves and have that imposter syndrome because of what's going on in their life. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Great question. Great thing to bring up, especially in this conversation. I really feel that, you know, we have to start somewhere. Everyone starts somewhere, and you don't have to start at a million. You don't have to start at, you know, a list of 10,000 people. You just have to start where you're at. And, you know, you really do have to go out there and just practice, you know, whether that's doing free sessions or learning or training or hiring a mentor, but just absorbing as much as you can, so that you can get the knowledge, so that you can get the confidence and go out there and start to teach people. If you're just a couple steps ahead, believe it or not, people actually do appreciate that. You know, there are some times where someone might look at a mentor or coach or something like that and think, oh my gosh, they're so far ahead of me that they don't understand what I'm going through. So I think it's totally okay, as long as you're not like literally lying, you know, or literally like being a fraud and saying I make six figures and, you know, you are not, you know. So I think there's definitely a fine line between feeling like a fraud. I think that's something that comes up a lot with entrepreneurs, and actually being a fraud. So as long as you're not intentionally lying to people and misleading people, I think it's okay. And I also think it's okay to be vulnerable about it. And, you know, I wouldn't go out there probably and tell people about your money troubles and things like that. But, you know, being honest about where you are, people really appreciate that. People will start to see you as somebody who's relatable, somebody who's a real person. And speaking of visibility, I really feel like that is what makes you stand out. When you try to be like everyone else, or you try to be perfect, or you try to be like so put together and nothing's ever wrong and everything's always awesome, people don't relate to that. So, you know, just being real is really what's going to make you stand out.
I love it. And you articulated it so much better than me. I made it sound so harsh. Like, but that's what I'm saying is, you know, you have to first seriously ask yourself, like, okay, from a non-judgmental, you know, I'm judging myself type place, do I have knowledge in this space? And I think 99 times out of 100, the answer is yes, and people are doubting themselves. But there's that 1% of people that I'm not really giving this advice to, which is, you've decided you're going to be a weight loss coach or a business coach, and like, you've never ever stepped foot in a gym, or you've never made a dollar before. That might not be the right place to start. So I think that first addressing that, and then diving into exactly what you're saying, you articulated it so much better. So that's all I'll say to that. So once you start getting out there, you start to put yourself out there, can you talk to us about how visibility becomes viability? Like, at what point are you spending too much time being seen and not enough time being paid? Or maybe can you talk about how that crossover is there?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, in the beginning, like, I'm not going to lie, and we'll talk about this later, I'm sure, but like, you do have to hustle. You do have to go out there and you've got to pound the pavement and you got to do what you got to do and you got to post where you have to post and you have to go out there. You have to go out there strong. You know, you have to go out there with a mission. And in the beginning, it will be like that. But once you're able to get in the flow and once you're able to get your systems in place and once you figure out like what's working for you and what's not, then you can start to scale back. You can start to scale your business. Like, so for example, I see, you know, a lot of coaches, just a lot of entrepreneurs in general that will, you know, get their clients in Facebook groups, which is excellent, right? If you have no money, if you're just starting and you really are looking for an organic way to get your message out there, social media is it, right? But once you start bringing in the money, once you start getting visible, once you start figuring things out, then you're going to go and put your money in a Facebook ad where you can target people rather than, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall on every single Facebook group that you're at. So I definitely think that there is an evolution to the business. And I think in the beginning, you know, it is about just showing up as much as you can, showing up and sharing your message every single day, showing up and giving value every single day.
Yeah. And that's such a good point because I know that you were in Forbes recently. And I have no doubt that you gained some new clients from that. But it's not Forbes that pays you. It's you. It's your systems. The visibility isn't what writes you the check. So while that's vitally important, and I mean, it's so important that we're literally doing a whole show about it. But I love that you said, like, there has to be systems on the back end. You have to understand, like, just saying you understand how to make money or you understand how to be confident or you understand how to lose weight does not get people banging down your door saying, well, what do you charge?
Yeah.
And that's so, so key. So let's go into that a little deeper. So let's say you are getting really, really visible. And I don't need you to, like, you know, give us all your secrets or anything like that. But what's the first step I take, right? So I've gone through all of this. Maybe I'm running some Facebook ads. People are definitely starting to notice that, you know, for example, for me, they're starting to say, Zach is the Periscope guy. Okay. Now, what's the next step to turn that into profitability?
Yeah, I think it's just owning it and putting something for sale. So simply like you did, right? I think a lot of people, they get visible and they forget about the sales part. Like, you still have to do that. You still have to create something that people can buy from you. And, you know, they're not just going to come to you. They're not just going to bang down your door. They're not just going to say, hey, here's $10,000. Teach me how to do what you do. You know, they're, you know, like I said before, like, there's a system, there's a process. So you've got to figure out, like, where your people are and what journey you're going to take them on and really go full force with that and have all your ducks in a row and also being ready. So don't go out there and just have your visibility and have no plan in place. You've got to have the plan in place in order to take clients, to take payments, to be able to run a group program. If you're going to run a program, you've got to have this stuff. Some people can do things on the fly. You seem like one of those people. I'm definitely one of those people where, you know, I could wake up tomorrow and have an inspiration for a program and I can literally throw it out tomorrow, put something out to my list and make sales, you know, but some people can't. Some people need to actually have like their stuff in place and in order. So I think that you definitely need to have a plan. Like, don't just wing it. It's business.
Now, I love that you said that because I had kind of one of those, like, every once in a while, the benefit of doing this podcast, I guess, ask like a selfish question. So I love that it segues perfectly. So, you know, recently I had a really great opportunity to be on like a really successful podcast and I was able to leverage that into, you know, sales and this growth. But, you know, what do you do when you're about to get like that mass visibility, right? So every once in a while, you do all of this, right? You start to sell stuff, you run the Facebook ads without fail, and maybe you can agree or disagree or give some feedback. I think you hit a point where somebody says, hey, I love what you're doing, come be on my show. I love what you're doing, come do this. Or you say, you know, have me on your show, I think I can give a lot of value. So what do you do when you do get that like influx of sudden media? What do you do on either the back end or kind of the front end or as much detail as you'd like to go into to make sure that this isn't like a wasted opportunity?
Great question. So I think that, you know, definitely, and I think I know what you're talking about in your little example, but definitely having that plan, like having that funnel in place, maybe coming up with a relevant opt-in or download that you can have ready and available for this new influx of people that are coming, especially when it comes to podcasts. So if you're going to get, you know, an influx of people, you know, through a podcast, depending on what it is, or even like a guest blog, you know, you have that opportunity to pitch your product or your website or something like that. And I think a big mistake a lot of people make is they'll just say, hey, you know, you can go to my website and my website is, you know, jenscalia.com. Great. So people are going to go to jenscalia.com. They're going to say, oh, this is pretty. Oh, let me look at her Work With Me page. Oh, let me look at her About Me page. Oh, let me go to her Facebook. And they never opt in. So really the smarter thing to do there is to drive them directly to a landing page that's relevant. So it'd be jenscalia.com/Zach. Go visit me there.
I'm so glad that you said that because I do think, you know, that's exactly what I did and the results were incredible. But I think that's the biggest mistake I see is you do get visible and then people go, oh yeah, here's my website. But that doesn't do anything. So even like, you know, in my opinion, even if you don't have that funnel in place, you should still be setting it up so that like, let's say one day you do decide to launch or you do decide, you know, like Jen or I'm such a program on the fly person. I've done it too many times. It's a problem. But when you do want to do that, what if all those people did was visit your website? Well, they don't know that that program came out. So it's just a huge missed opportunity. So I'm so glad that you said that. And that means everybody should be listening because I'm sure at the end you're going to offer an awesome freebie, which I'm super excited about. I'll have to get it too. Okay, so we're visible. We've got the funnels going. I think that, you know, you've said so, so much good stuff, but I'd really like to know, and I'm sure everybody else would. So give us the dirty on like getting these big features, right? So everybody's listening, but I'm willing to venture everybody in the back of their mind is like, but I don't think Jen got in Forbes because of a Facebook group. I don't think Jen got in Forbes because of a Facebook ad. So why don't you give us like as much or as little as you'd like about that stuff?
Awesome. So I think there's two major, major things with getting noticed and getting publicity and, you know, getting people to actually take notice of who you are and the impact that you're making. And the first one is definitely relationships. And I'm sure that you can attest to this, is actually creating relationships, not with just people in Facebook groups thinking these could be a possible client, but think about like, this could be a possible partner. This could be a peer relationship. This can be a relationship where we give and take and you have connections with people that aren't necessarily your clients, but that can help you in your business. So I definitely believe that connections that I've made and relationships helped me to get featured on these articles. So specifically, I'll talk about the Forbes article. So the Forbes article was actually, I met someone in New York at a dinner and she actually happened to be, has her own blog, which is about single mothers. So we totally clicked because she's a single mother. I'm a single mother. So we started talking and all that stuff. And it just so happens, she's also a columnist for Forbes. So she loved my story. And she said, I want to feature you. That brings me to the number two, which is stories. People love stories. People love to see that you are a human being, that you are real, that they can see themselves in you. And I really believe that my story is also what got me that feature because, I mean, what was she going to say if I didn't have this story, you know? And I'm not saying you have to have a sob story, rags to riches or anything like that, but, you know, it was going to be like, oh, there's this business coach and she's really awesome. Like Forbes wouldn't publish that, you know, but I mean, I can't remember the exact title of the article, but the article was something along the lines of from zero to 500,000, why divorce was the best decision I ever made. That is attention grabbing. That is a story that people want to read. That is a story that people want to listen to. So number one is the connections and the relationships that you make with people. Number two is have a story or tell your story and be honest and be real.
I really think that the key thing that you said there that I'm hoping most people didn't miss is not all of the networking happens behind a keyboard. Like it's really, really great to connect with these people, but these kinds of connections happen at dinner. They happen over the phone. They happen when you actually go places and you do the things that other people won't, which is say, can we get coffee? You know, put yourself out there for rejection. Like I'm literally flying to New York next week just for a networking opportunity. It might be something, it might be nothing. But when you go in with that not everything can be done from a Facebook group mentality. I'm just so happy that that's that you didn't meet that person in a Facebook group. It worked out in my favor. Awesome. So I think we covered so much great stuff, but I would love if you could say, like, what is one thing that somebody could do in the next week or so around being more visible in their business? What's one takeaway from today that they could actually go do to start creating visibility?
The number one thing is go out there and create a piece of content that is kick-ass, that is so good that your people will want to pay for it, and then tell everyone about it. Blast it everywhere. So if you have social media, you know, blast it on your Twitter, your Instagram, have your friends share if it's that good. You know, if you have a couple dollars, throw it on a Facebook ad, but create something that's really going to grab your potential audience and your potential clients. And like I said, would you pay for it? Test. Ask yourself, would you pay for it? If you would pay for it, give it away to everybody for free.
I love it. And then the second question is, what does the word hustle mean to you as it applies to business?
I love this because I think that sometimes hustle gets a bad rap and people think that they need to, you know, drain themselves and do things that they don't want to do and they don't have time for their family. But for me, hustle is about, you know, just doing everything that you possibly can to get the result that you want. So if you want 5 figures a month, if you want 6 figures, if you want to reach 1 million, you got to do the work. So for me, hustle in business is about doing the work that needs to be done and not making excuses for why things aren't happening for you.
Solid answer. I love it. And then finally, tell us where we can find out more about you, maybe where we can get something for free.
Awesome. So yes, my website, I mentioned it earlier, it's jenscalia.com, but I will have a free gift for everybody that listens at jenscalia.com/Zach, Z-A-C-H.
Awesome. I love it. And I have to tell you, I love so much that you're plugging a freebie directly and it's customized. Like, if you take nothing else from the episode, that was like a solid little plug right there. And I love it so much. So I'm going to encourage everybody to download it. I don't even know what it is yet. Well, Jen, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I know all the listeners are going to get a ton of value, and hopefully I'll be able to have you on next time you strike it big with the media.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
So that was a bomb interview. Am I right? There's a few things that I want to talk about that Jen really hinted to that go even far beyond just confidence. We really talked about visibility. And one of the big things that she talked about that I think that everybody always wants is, how do you get more public and how do you get noticed? And she said, you need to be ready for an influx. So when you're out there actively looking to promote yourself, you're trying to do guest posts or podcast interviews, or you're writing really good content, you need to be always ready for an influx. And that's such a good point she made. You know, I had the opportunity to be on Amy Porterfield's Marketing Made Easy podcast, and we prepped a lot of systems so that when we brought in all the leads and visibility from that, we were profiting very effectively. And that's something that she mentioned so effectively. We also talked about the importance of hustling early on, and that unfortunately, as you know, glorified and non-glorified as the hustle has been lately, the people who say, no, you never need to hustle, and people like me who say, you always need to hustle, there will be a point when you're first starting out that you do have to hustle. You have to put in some work because it's just you. It's not you and a pile of money to hire an expansive team. So it's important to know about that hustle. The last thing that I'll recap, and of course I would encourage you, if you're just listening to the recap, listen to the whole thing again, or even if you listen to the whole thing, you might want to listen again because this one was juicy. But you have to have a bigger vision. One of the biggest ways to get past being an introvert or an extrovert or whatever vert you fall on is to just have a bigger vision and always be striving to hit that vision. Now, if you want more, you can always head over to heartsoulhustle.com/11 for the full show notes. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/11. We have all the notes for you there, links to what we talked about, and I will be back next week with another awesome podcast for you. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.